The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, I'm calling this one the Hump Day, Trump Day. Hangover edition. How's your hangover feeling, fella?
Oh, man. You never stop. You never get hungover. Good to see you. Happy hump day. Crudy Rich, always never stopping on the board. Of course, our audience always with us at 844-967-2789.
It is June 19th. Juneteenth. And we've got a friend joining us, and we were going to have him right from the top. We will have him at the top of the 4 o'clock happier our Earl Ingram Jr. He's a friend of ours. He's also the host of the Earl Ingram Show. You know him from the WAUK, the Beast of the East, 5:40 a.m. So Earl going to join later. He keeps Dominic time fashionably late.
Man, Earl's working hard out doing live hits today. We look forward to having Earl on always.
He was celebrating Juneteenth in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
In Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Well, you know, Earl and I spoke earlier. Earl loves Baraboo. He's going back with the family. Devil's Lake State Park, he had never been there. He said, this city boy is impressed. I said, there are a lot of beautiful parts of this great state. So Earl Ingram, you know, he's kind of a big deal, Dom, and he's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Also, John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times. You know John. He's joining us about 4:30 today. Didn't mean to squish them together like that, but that 4 o'clock hour is going to be squished full of goodness. John Nichols says that maybe Donald Trump cost himself the election calling Milwaukee horrible.
Oof.
Horrible, Dom.
Keep your fingers crossed. Maybe it's true.
And also, I know this one's sort of right up your alley. The Ten Commandments must now appear in all Louisiana classrooms. The governor has signed it into law.
What Ten Commandments? Do we all agree on what they are?
You know, Dom, I do have a few, and the audience could participate. I've got suggested commandments. Yeah, I haven't worked up a full 10 yet, but I've been working on the list, and I've got some Devil's Advocates commandments. Do you want to hear a few?
Sure, man. Why not? What are the Devil's Advocates commandments?
Well, they should be in every radio studio across America.
Oh, I see what you got. Okay. All right.
And if you have any bright ideas, please send them to me because I'm trying to get a full 10, not quite up to 10. 844-967-2789.
Moses had 15. These 15 commandments. 10. 10 commandments for all to obey.
You know, I'm not clear that that's a factually accurate representation, the Mel Brooks movie.
I saw Mel Brooks. He dropped 5 of the 15 commandments, man. It's as real as anything else.
Okay, do you want to hear a few of my Crudy's written Devil's Advocates commandments?
I just want to know, are these inspired by a greater being, or are these just pulled from ass?
These are pulled from ass, inspired by the new law in Louisiana, which will require each and every classroom in the state to have a copy of the Ten Commandments.
That will
and
never
you
hold up, right?
Said,
that
which Ten Commandments? Up. And I'd say, our Ten Commandments, Dom.
All right.
Number one. Commandment number one from the Devil's Advocates. Thou shalt listen to the Devil's Advocates 3 hours every day.
3 hours a day. Well,
Weekdays.
Monday through Friday. Yeah, yeah, weekdays.
You could listen to podcasts, recast on the weekends.
I mean, technically, if we have, how many shows have we done, did you estimate?
We are at about 2,900 total shows.
Close to 3,000.
Before the election this year, we will eclipse over 3,000 of the greatest radio shows ever.
Of the archives, the library, the greatest hits, and relive some of that. So you could do it 3 hours every single day.
You could easily for like 13 years straight.
And well, who am I to say? I mean, it's written on the wall in Louisiana.
Number two, the devil's advocate's commandments. Thou shall not swear. But that's more the FCC, because we'd do it otherwise.
Well, but we still kind of swear, like swearing light, right? Like ass is allowed. There are some things that are allowed on the radio.
Hey, George Carlin, let's not see which lines we can cross today, okay? Okay?
All right. Generally, none of the really, really naughty words.
Okay, here's number three. Thou shall not covet thy co-host's wife, even if she's wearing like yoga pants.
Okay.
That goes both ways, just for the record. Number four. Thou shall not shoot me in the face.
Only if thou deserves it. I have a right to defend myself. Man, are you big guys? Don't you think you just push little guys like me around, man? It's all about self. I'm standing my ground. Thou shalt not shoot you in the face unless you're standing your ground.
I would just say in general, thou shall not shoot Crudy in the face. That's one of the 10. Or, roughly 5 at this point. It's still a working list. So number 5. After 2 puffs, thou must pass.
Puff, puff, pass. I mean, that is the rule. Do we have to write it down? It seems obvious.
They are commandments, Dom.
I know, but doesn't it seem like everybody should know that? I mean, if you're taking 3, 4, 5 hits off that thing, getting it all gummy and waxy and, passing off, and you can't even give it because it's all sticky from all the hit. Come on. That's not polite. A nice couple easy tokes and pass. Oh, man, we got to teach these kids.
You got any thoughts, any commandments you could throw in there? Because I'm up to 5. I only started thinking about this like 10 minutes ago. So, consider this sort of some, here's number 6. We've already got a recommendation from the audience, and you can text it in.
Excellent.
At the 844-967-2789. But this one, Jeff's got the bat messenger that he sends in his messages. Number 6, thou shall keep Clay on hold the entire show. So say it, the audience.
Oh, man.
So say it, the Lord.
Maybe it's just I don't like people telling me what to do.
Like there are no definites in your world?
Well, I mean, I get some of the basics. Like, don't murder people. But you can murder people if it's in self-defense, right? There are times. And, of course, as far as religion goes, murder's bad, except in war. Then that's okay. I mean, it's just the whole thing, it doesn't – like some of these things are fine, and then they're not, and then they're – no, thank you. I mean, generally speaking, sure, there are societal and civil behaviors we should engage into for the betterment of our individuals, selves, and, of course, society as a whole, civilization, we, the people. Generally speaking, sure. But, they're not given by God. I mean, nobody cares if you eat bacon or the shrimp.
Those aren't the 10 commandments, though. Like,
what's the difference?
Worship no God before me. I mean, like, don't join a cult.
Is that one of them?
Yes. Worship no God.
I can't be Hindu Muslim. I can't be, Odin worshiping. I got to be that. So that one. That's
I can't
one, right?
speak to their assembled commandments, but I can only speak to the Judeo-Christian. Thou shalt worship no God before me. Okay, so
then all the other gods, all the other religions are, then what? I don't get that. And what about the love, man? Did Jesus say you can't worship other gods? I just don't get it, man. I don't buy it. So when you say, yeah, we're going to put these 10 commandments, number one, what state is this? Louisiana? Of course.
Yes.
Louisiana. Yeah. 10 commandments up. No, I don't think they'll pass a lawsuit. But who knows? I mean, what's going on right now in this country?
Kentucky already tried this once. I think it already went to the U.S. Supreme Court. you know, that was sort of a Wisconsin way of saying it. Already just kind of blurred all together.
And was shot down, I would assume, right?
Under prior precedent, Dom.
Well, that's what I'm
but
saying.
We're looking to turn back the Scopes monkey trial here.
Possible.
But the Supreme Court, I would say yes.
I don't want to live under, you know, that kind of, no, I don't want religion to be like forced. And what do they call that? Grooming. When you're force feeding kids religion, telling them, you know, a four-year-old, they're going to have eternal death, hellfire, if they don't, you know, listen to your parents. You know, that seems not really good to me. I think
I used that one on my kids earlier today.
I think that hurts kids' growth and mental stability. I think that's not a good thing. I don't think that encourages, you know, confidence and independent thinking.
Now, I'm not sure it's one of the commandments. Pretty clear it's not. But I think it's in the good book. You know, if it's not in the Bible, it's in one of the good books. Judge not, let ye be judged. What about that one, Dom? You opinionated bastard.
Well, I mean, you know, we as entities, as beings, we judge situations and scenarios all the time, man.
Try to big boy someone?
We're coming from nature, right? So you always have to, hopefully, you pay attention and certainly judge. I'm not talking about height or weight or whether I think they're good looking or not good looking or whether or not they're date worthy. All the, you know, environment, man. We always got to be on our toes, man. Be observant of your surroundings, of nature. That's how it is. So yeah, we're always judging.
Do you ever try to big boy anyone? Give
what
me
does
old.
That mean?
Do you know who I am?
No, man. That's pretty bad. I'm pretty sure I'm not. I would try not to. I don't see how that would ever come up anywhere.
I've got six commandments.
Yeah, you know who I am.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. You know who did try that? You know who tried the big boy, a cop recently, Dom, apparently? Oh, it wasn't real recent, but it's being reported on today.
Today.
Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, former Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin, Brad Schimmel. He thinks he's kind of a big deal, Dom. Although, don't ask him his website. It's not real clear on that. Yeah. He's not fully prepared as a candidate.
Dude, not only that, he was name-dropping another judge.
I would name-drop whatever it took to get out of the ticket, man. Come back.
Is that how we do it? Is that how we do?
If you're a judge, judge not unless you're a judge. And then... no recusal, and you can do whatever you want. Like Brad Schimmel and Prosser. We'll talk about both those guys.
Do you know who I am?
Good afternoon. I'm legendary anchorman Ron Burgundy. Now, if you don't think this song is the greatest song ever, I will fight you. That's no lie.
The Devil Advocates Radio Show. Love it when you play along on the political party line. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
And we're still going to need like four more, what are we calling them? Commandments. Crudy's Commandments or Devil's Advocates Commandments.
No,
you can play along, Dom. You can have commandments.
No, man. I don't do commandments, man. I just have highly suggested...
Dom shall not do homework.
Maybe look at it in this way.
844-967-2789. Let's talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel trying to big boy and get himself out of a ticket.
Wasn't he also the attorney general at one point?
He was.
Yes. Okay. So attorney general appointed to the Waukesha Circuit Court by your buddy Scotty Walker.
Wanker.
And then now trying to big boy the police when he gets pulled over for speeding.
Can you imagine?
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Can you imagine what will happen to this man's ego if he wins election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court? He's going to be driving 85 through school zones for the rest of his life. That's what I'm telling you, Dom.
Well, he has absolute immunity as a Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice? I don't think so.
wouldn't it eventually end up back before his court? I appeal back to me. I'm letting me off.
The evidence, and I have decided that I have done nothing wrong and I have deserved of an apology.
We'll talk about David Prosser in just a minute, Dom, but let's talk about Brad Schimmel. Daniel Bice wrote him up over at the page 6 of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Here's what we got. Dom, being a judge gets you lots of things. Community status, cool robes, cushy hours, and a sweet pension. But here's one thing it doesn't get you. An exception from driving infractions. Well, not this time.
Unless you ask nicely.
Somebody needs to tell that to Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. Schimmel, a conservative, is running against liberal Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford to fill a vacancy, right? Ann Walsh Bradley's not running for re-election. And newly obtained records, Dom, dash cam video show Schimmel, a former Republican attorney general who's now a Waukesha County judge, was pulled over by a member of the state patrol for driving 78 and a 55. That's 23 over the limit. That's pretty fast. Early on June 4th, 2021, while heading north on Highway 22 in Shawnee County, asked by the state trooper where he was going, Schimmel name dropped the name of Outagamie County Judge Vince Biskupic, saying he was headed to his cabin nearby in the town of Cecil. The trooper then asked if there was anything else she should know, such as whether he had probation issues or outstanding warrants. No, Schimmel said, before adding, I am a big shot in Waukesha County. I mean, I am a judge in Waukesha County.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
People know me.
He gave the state trooper the I'm kind of a big deal. So Bice writes, good to know. The point was not lost on the cop who wrote in her report. Driver advised, he is a judge for Waukesha County. Did she write down?
She was like put BFD down, you know? I mean, that was it.
He thinks he's a BFD, but he's more of just a big D.
Do you know who I am?
After completing a check on Schimmel, the trooper returned to his white Ford F-150 pickup, told Schimmel that she was lowering the ticket to going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, noting, that's what I would do for any other person, okay? So, what, making the point that you're not getting this because you told me you're a judge, you're getting this because I have
I would not have done it for him because he was such a smartass. Oh, I'm kind of a big deal. I have many leather-bound books.
The judge's benefit. We reduced the fine from $225.70 to $175.30. The savings of $50. And reduced the points on his driving record from 6 to 4. Spokesman for Schimmel said, quote, Brad Schimmel, like many Wisconsinites, got a speeding ticket several years ago and paid the fine. Not really several years ago. A few, I would say. He then attacked Crawford, again, his opponent, the Democrat, is not surprising that she and her allies will spend the campaign trying to distract voters from her record as a lawyer or left-wing special interest groups. Crawford's campaign, which was unaware of the citation and the dash cam video, declined to comment. Apparently, they
will have an ad campaign out later. Yeah. Dom, here's something interesting. Recently, there was a aerial sting done on the Beltline Highway in Madison, Wisconsin. And I mean, people fly down that Beltline. You know, that's the east-west across the city of Madison. And they did the, you know, cops in the airplanes. They're getting the fastest people. They're not, you know, sitting there on the highway side. So nothing to alert you. You shouldn't be driving fast as hell. The fastest registered speed that they talked about on the news that evening, going 79 and a 55. Schimmel was going 78 in a 55. And it's not a four lane. It's not like that was traffic flow on Highway 22, dude.
Right. I was like, Highway 22 in Shawnee County.
So the fastest car ticketed on the Beltline all day long the other day by an airplane cop was going 79 in a 55. And Schimmel, I'm kind of a big deal. And my pilot's license also.
Oh, that was appointed by former Governor Scott Walker. And I
He exempted you guys from Mac 10. You should love me.
I have many, many, many leather-bound books and libraries, smells of rich mahogany. I don't know why I'm saying this.
Folks, we're the devil's advocates. Dom will say whatever is written in front of him on the prompter. We are the devil's advocates. I don't know if you want to join. I'm still looking for like four more devil's commandments, Dom. They seemingly bear more weight when you call them a commandment.
Yeah, you must call the devil's advocate, 844.
I command you, thou.
2789.
Thou shall text or call the devil's advocates. That's like the seventh commandment. More devil's advocates on the other side will take your communications. And, you know, there's another one out there, Prosser. We'll talk about him.
I'm talking about enjoying a bowl of chicken soup with a Reuben and then making dirty Reuben love. Afternoon Delight.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a hump day edition, a Trump Day hangover edition. Welcome to it. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. You can always be a part. I appreciate those contributing a few potential Devil's Advocates commandments. You know, we're short of a full compliment, Dom. I think we could have a plethora of commandments.
More than 10?
Here, we make the rules around here, don't we?
Except not?
The swearing part. That's the FCC. And our trash texting friend from Shorewood, Jeff, put all the words you can't say on the radio, all in a whole string of profanity for me. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Just in case I was reading, you know, whatever was printed in front of me. See, that's why I don't let Dom read the text.
That's right. That's right.
Andrew from Verona says, thou shalt take calls from all listeners, excepting CJ and Gary. Andrew from Verona, clearly not a man of God, says, thou shalt acknowledge that Dom is 100% correct 60% of the time.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe 60%. Aaron from Madison says, remember when religion ruled the world? Oh, yeah, it was called the Dark Ages. Laugh out loud.
Exactly, man. This is what I'm saying.
Another texter says, hey, devils, Brad Schnivel is all about the snivel instead of Schimmel. You get what he's doing there. It's all about the law for thee and not for me.
Well, that's pretty common in that side, I think.
Here's another one. This one I think should stick, though. This could potentially be included in the Devil's Advocate's commandments. Thou, Dom, shall go on an atheist rant every time Jesus is mentioned. How about thou shalt not go on an atheist rant every time Jesus' name is mentioned? You're not defending the world from Jesus, are you, Dom?
Nope. Just sitting over here minding my own business, man.
844-967-2789. Andrew also says, thou shalt not remind Crudy of past criminal infractions every time lacrosse or smash cars are mentioned. Well, you've done so just now, Andrew. The audience,
the point, Dom. On the exercise, CNN reporting that Louisiana public schools now required to display the Ten Commandments. House Bill 71 was approved last month and mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments with large, easily readable font be in every classroom at school that receives state funding from kindergarten through the university level. I mean, talked about indoctrination, man. The legislation specifies the exact language that must be printed on the classroom displays and outlines that the text of the Ten Commandments must be the central focus of the poster or framed document. As CNN notes, legal challenges are expected. Opponents argue the state requiring religious texts in all classrooms would violate the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Of course, make no law respecting the establishment of religion. The ACLU and a bunch of others said it's unconstitutional that, quote, many faith-based and civil rights organizations oppose the measure because it violates students' and families' fundamental right to religious freedom. It's ironic. Don't Republicans always talk about religious freedom? For them, but not for you or me or somebody else who may not have the very same religion that they do.
Poor persecuted, rich, white evangelicals. I feel for them, don't you?
I mean, I feel so bad. Politicians should not be forcing religious scripture on students. Our public schools are not Sunday schools, and students of all faiths or no faith should feel welcome in them. Yes, see, that's the whole point. You put one up, you're going to put all of them up. I want all of them, man. I want all the important documents of all the religions of all the world and all of history mandated to be put up on all the walls of every school everywhere.
And the devil's Ten Commandments.
And the devil's
if, Ten Commandments. You know, don't the Satanic Church people often push for, you know, some sort of religious display around the holidays? Shouldn't we start petitioning school districts to include our Ten Commandments, Tom? I've got a few other submissions. Llama from Madison says, thou shalt not kiss the orange Jesus's ass. Mm. Another texter says, oh, Gary. And Andrew, thou shalt air the grievances every Friday, even in Dom's frequent absences. You know, he's just finding God out there on Fridays, mostly.
Yeah, mostly. All right, real quick, we'll just throw this out there. We'll get your calls, 844-967.
Day drinking the sacrament, mostly.
89, right. And puff, puff, pass. This law in Louisiana. Now, why is this now? This seems obvious, right? I mean, you can't have the Ten Commandments up in a public school. You're freaking kidding me? That's absolutely the whole thing you're not supposed to do.
Under prior restrained reasonable U.S. Supreme Court, Dom.
The supporters of the law in defending the measure leaned on the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court decision in Kennedy versus Bemerton School District, which gave high school.
Oh, no. What a gift to.
Involving prayer.
What a gift. Sorry, Dom. I got distracted momentarily. Repeat yourself if you would.
This court decision gave a high school football coach his job back after he was disciplined over a controversy involving
prayer
on the field. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
The Supreme Court ruled that the coach's prayers amounted to private speech protected by the First Amendment and could not be restricted by the school district. The decision lowered the bar between the church and state, an opinion that legal experts predicted would allow more religious expression in public spaces. At the time, the court clarified that a government entity does not necessarily violate the Establishment Clause by permitting religious expression in public. And therefore, if that's the case, and that's what you're saying, well, then don't the Satan's church and everyone else has every right to do everything to have their thoughts and religious texts and important ideas indoctrinated and drilled into the head of your children. So, you know, that's why we don't want to do these things, because it's never ending.
844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Falcon from Madison. Welcome, Falcon. What do you got? The Falcon.
Hey, Falcon.
Yo, hey, guys. Hey, first thing, hey, could that poster be like one of those black velvety glow-in-the-dark ones?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you think about that? Yeah, right? Okay, here's
my that man. And you paint it with that effervescent paint, and then you turn on the black light, and oh, man, it just pops off that velvet.
Okay, so here's my commandment. Crinos make no legislation. Crinos don't get to make any legislation. You know what a crino is? Christian in name only. Yeah, you can use that.
When you said crino, I started thinking about the former president. Criminal in name only. You know, I wasn't quite sure where you were acronyming, Falcon.
Christian in name only.
I like it.
Yes.
Any other?
All right, boys. That's what I got for you.
Thanks for listening.
All right, man. Thanks for the efforts. 844-967-2789. Now, Curtie, you know where I'm on this. I mean, the ACLU, and I think lots of people who would have a problem with this. Where do you stand on the Ten Commandments, the Judeo, whatever, your Bible, your Jesus Christian Ten Commandments? hanging up, mandatory, must be hung up in every classroom, kindergarten through college in Louisiana.
Are they going to be written in like Arabic, the original?
No,
maybe
no.
Latin.
The legislation mandates how it must be presented. I mean, they probably chose the font and the words and everything. So it's done.
Do you think they're using the New Times Roman or the King James font?
I don't know. And even, I mean, they all seem a little different on the wording. But Crudy, come on, man. Is this righteous? Is this where we're going? Is this what we're missing? We hear a lot of Trumpsters say we need to return to God and the Bible and morals and yada, yada, yada. And then they, of course, ironically, hypocritically, probably, you know, vote for what could be perceived if you looked objectively as the Antichrist. But maybe that's why it's so obvious. So,
thou,
Crudy, what say you?
Thou shall always take the name of Scott Walker, the Wankernator, in vain. According to Steady Eddie. That's what I say. Steady Eddie's said it all.
That's not an answer, Mike.
So what was the question again?
Louisiana? You're going to send your kids to school in Louisiana?
I'm not sending my kid to LSU. No, he's not an athlete.
LSU will have to put him up as well. Every school, kindergarten through college.
You know,
that gets state money.
I've got a son who's attending Catholic college, and we did not raise our children overly religious, although, you know, in the whole evangelical church, and I didn't bring the kids up Catholic where you baptize them. Do you renounce Satan and all his works and Dominic and all his works? You know, we didn't do the Catholic baby baptismal, but in the evangelical church, actually it's the adults that get baptized. But my children, if I remember correctly, have not been baptized because that takes a conscious act. You must renounce Satan. You don't get to do it on behalf of your baby.
Well, I mean, that's what most babies are baptized, right? I mean, I was confirmed, no, baptized. I was baptized, never confirmed. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I don't remember. But, you know, you really don't have a choice when you're, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. People,
like, literally a baby. You can't make those decisions.
Well, my point is, my one son is, you know, seeking faith, looking for something greater than himself, as people do.
We all, maybe.
Well, we all do. I think that's why there is faith, Don, because some look and some find, and some are looking inward so much, self-centered bastards that they are, that they just find that they're their own God. Well, it's not that you're godless. It's that you look in the mirror and go, there he is.
If you want to believe in the Ten Commandments and put them up in wallpaper in your house and have the pictures, knock yourself out. You want to send your kids to a private school without taking public dollars and to teach all that, be it any religion, pick your religion, pick it. I encourage you. I hope it works out well for you. But
now,
what I don't want is you mandating that stuff onto me and those like me who don't believe what you believe. That's the fundamental difference. I actually believe in freedom, and those that would mandate and put this on kids, don't worry, you're 4 years old. Do you ever think about eternal damnation? Wait, what? I don't know what's Barney. What are you talking about? That's the difference, Crudy. No, I'm not saying everyone needs to be an atheist. I'm not saying all the atheist creed that Dominic comes up with must be on the walls. No, man, people got to live their own lives. But once you cross into that, you take public school, governmental tax dollars, and mandate a specific religion.
See, God's shutting you down, Dom. He's being a gremlin in the technology. God doesn't want to hear what you have to say. A couple more from the text line. I went to Marquette for undergrad. You know what class strengthened my atheist views the most? The required theology class taught by a Lutheran minister. His favorite way to start the class was to highlight the most ridiculous ass-backward stories told in the Bible. They're all literal. They're all literal. Here's another one. Steve from Lodi says, a devil's advocate's commandment, if you will, Dom. Thou shalt not commit adultery with the porn star while your wife is home pregnant with your son. Or at all. You're ruling it out all the time. I can't raw dog a porn star ever.
Sometimes you can. What if, once in a while. I mean, what if they're really into it too?
What if I'm at a golf tournament, Lake Tahoe, and my wife's not around? She's home with the kid. You know, then
what if you're a, what if you're a big star and they just let you do it?
But only if you tick-tack up first. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. There's at least one more story from the great state of Wisconsin I'd like to cover with you, Dom. A new Supreme Court library named Dom. And it's not your boy Prosser anymore.
Oh, no.
You choke one of your colleagues on the court.
Right away. Judge for life.
They want to take your ceremonial title away off the law library. Well, they'll never name a library after you, Dom. As any listener of the Devil's Advocates knows, Dom shall not do the homework. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Hope you did your homework. Join us, 844-967-2789. Going to talk about my favorite Supreme Court Justice, David Prosser. Chokey McChokerson.
Fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio. So phone lines always open for your phone calls or your texting at 844-967-2789.
Dom, they're changing the name of the law library just because David Prosser choked one of his colleagues, probably. That could be the reason. Could be the corruption, but let's see for sure. I'm going to get us started here. The Wisconsin Law Library will no longer bear the name. We were all bearing his name. A former state Supreme Court Justice David Prosser, and will instead be named in the honor of Lavinia Goodall, Wisconsin's first woman lawyer. The liberal majority of the state Supreme Court announced Wednesday. Now, their conservative friends didn't join them in taking away this honorary name from Prosser. The change comes with little more than 7 years after the library was named for Prosser, who retired from the court in July of 2016, and 2 days after Democratic Governor Tony Evers proclaimed June 17th, Wisconsin Women Lawyers Day. Now, Goodell, G-O-O-D-E-L-L, was admitted by the Rock County Circuit Court to practice law in Wisconsin on June 17, 1874. 1 year later, she was barred from representing her client in an appeal to the state's high court. Goodell then drafted legislation to guarantee the right for women to practice law in Wisconsin, which was signed into law by Governor Harrison Ludington in 1877. Following the law's enactment, she became the first woman to brief a case for consideration by the state Supreme Court in 1879. I think Prosser was on that court, Dom, and argued and won her first case shortly before her death in 1880. Here's a quote. Naming the state law library in Lavinia Goodall's honor is an opportunity to recognize her legacy and inspire the next generation of women in Wisconsin. According to Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, that's the good Bradley, Dom, the court's longest-serving justice. She said that in a statement. And there was no apparent opposition within the court to honoring Goodell, but there was not unanimous support for removing Prosser's name from the law library, Dom. Did I lose Dom? Oh, okay. In the, let me read a statement here from Justice Annette Ziegler. There are many ways to honor Lavinia Goodell, which is entirely appropriate, without dishonoring a lifelong public service servant like Justice David Prosser. Prosser dishonored himself and the court. In the most recent edition of the State Bar of Wisconsin official publication, Wisconsin Lawyer, Ziegler wrote a column recognizing Goodell's achievements. Goodell's pioneering spirit and a refusal to let anyone stand in the way of her goal paved the way for thousands of Wisconsin women to enter the legal profession and become not just lawyers, but also judges and even justices of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Although no one's a big fan of yours, Ziegler, I'd just point out. I wonder what Cadell would say if she knew that 6 of the 7 seats on the court that initially denied her admission in 1876 are now occupied by women. I suspect she would be both stunned and rightfully proud. And your boy Prosser, who spent nearly 18 years on the high court, including some of the most turbulent, told the Journal Sentinel Wednesday he didn't hear about the proposed change until it had already been decided. He also stressed that he had no objection to the court honoring Goodell. I was a person for 18 years who probably used the library as much as anyone. And more than a lot of people, Prosser said, that's like you assuring the audience you've done your homework, Dom. It's not reassuring.
Him and Gableman both.
Now, when the library was named for Prosser, then Chief Justice Patience Rogensack said, no justice has more dedicated to research that happens in the law library than Justice Prosser. I think it's because he was still learning the law. I mean, literally, he's making it up as he goes along. He's like, hey, is there a book or something I could borrow? I'm not really clear on what it is I do around here. Prosser said before the library was named for him in 2016, he had expected it to be named in honor of former Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson. The Wisconsin Historical Society Library Reading Room was named for Abrahamson in 2022, and the removal of Prosser's name from the library comes nearly a year after the court's ideological majority shifted. Did the court shift?
I had no idea.
From conservative to liberal for the first time in years with the election of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. They'll name a library after her someday, Dom. Prosser's time in the conservative majority included clashes with liberal justices that extended to charged language. Didn't he call one of his colleagues a bitch? And in 2011, a physical altercation with Bradley choked her, Dom. He choked Justice Bradley. And don't tell me she put her neck in his hands looking for a choking that day. The Wisconsin State Library was established by the same congressional act that created the territory of Wisconsin in 1836. The name was changed to the Wisconsin State Law Library in 1977. Just feels ancient these days. And it moved to its current location in the Risser Justice Center, 120 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in 2002. Lavinia Goodell was a pioneer for Wisconsin women in a legal profession, and Justice Joe Karofsky said in a statement, she never backed down from a critical fight, which paved the way for so many women in our state who have proudly served as lawyers, judges, and justices. When people enter the library, Protasiewicz said in a statement, they need to know that they are somewhere named after a leader who inspired others to do good and do what is right. Do the right thing. We always do it here. That's one of the Devil's Advocate's 10 Commandments. Up to like 16 now.
All right.
We're still adding to the list.
Will there be a test later? And if you don't get them right, do I get to hit your knuckles with a ruler?
We're going to winnow it down after I've decided on the strongest of the 10 Commandments. And then there will be no ruler cracking. That's one of the commandments. It's prohibited. No corporal punishment against the horse.
Oh, no.